Drive on Phoenix FM.
There we go.
For those of you listening for the first time, what are you doing turning Michael Bublé down? It's actually our well-being coach, or your well-being coach, Michelle Spencer's theme tune, isn't it, Michelle?
It is, it is.
I know, it feels like ages ago. We actually had about four or five songs, didn't we? Or you did. And then we put them out to the vote, didn't we?
Yes,
and,
we did. Some of them were very ironic.
Obscure as well, really, to be fair. Let's be honest. Right. So, Michelle, what have you got for us today? These are the first of a three-part series,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. So for those of you who are parents listening at home, as you know, today is probably the last day for 2 weeks that you have peace and quiet at home. Your children are home for 2 weeks, and they've probably brought home a ton of revision stuff. And how do I know this? You all must be wondering. So those of you who've just tuned in and never heard my background story. So 20 years before I became a yoga teacher, I was a school teacher, year 5 and 6, in fact. So those of you who are listening that are teachers, my condolences, because, yeah, we're into exam season now. And much like hockey season, everything counts. No, just joking. But I understand. So even though it's supposed to be a 2 week break, I know my kids for sure are coming home with a ton of homework. Mom Alistair, who some of you might have heard on the radio before, has come home with a ton of homework and revision because it's time for year 10 mock GCSEs, also year 11 GCSEs coming up. And then after Easter, a couple weeks later, is also year 6 SATs and year 2 SATs. And it's a lot of pressure for not just the kids, but for teachers as well. So, and having witnessed what the kids go through for 20 years and with SATs, I know it's a time of high anxiety. So I thought I would address that for everyone for the next 3 weeks. Because I think it's not just down to the teachers, but parents, if I can give you tips for how parents can help your children and tips for the children as well.
Yeah,
so that's what I thought I'd do for the next 3 weeks. And that way you're not just doing homework. You've got something else you can practice.
Yeah.
So anyways, commiserations. So Charlie, my son, he's in year 8 this year, so he's getting away with not having to really do exams. It's just kind of in-class assessments, which he finds a little bit easier. But I remember when he was in year 6, it was, 2 years ago, it was the first time they had exams after lockdown and the COVID and everything like that. And he did fine when it came to the SATs bits, but there's a component now that's the written bit, and that's done in class. And suddenly for a couple weeks, for about a week, he was suddenly ill all the time, like really bad stomach pains. And I remember I had to have Matt come over one time to help me out with him. And it was suddenly always ill. And Charlie is never ill unless he's really ill, but he never misses school. And then for me, I kind of clocked. So I phoned the school and I was like, something's going on here. This is not like him. Because then suddenly he'd get all better once he got to stay home from school. But so I kind of clocked. I called the school. And sure enough, every time it was a written assessment, written exam, those days, he was suddenly very ill. So those of you who know about your 6 exams, the written bit like takes a lot, about a month to do. So they have written assessments, about 5 of them to do. So having clocked as a teacher, because I'd seen it in my own classroom as well in the past, where whenever we did SATs practice tests or SATs, you have these kids who are high flyers normally, like, you know, they're high flyers, you know, they can achieve, you know, they do really well, they know what's going on. And all of a sudden the test results come back and they've either not even finished the test, they've totally bombed out, just not gotten it. And it's anxiety. And it's, you know, we call it, they freeze on the test, right? So it's, we need to help those people out. And so that's why I thought, actually, this is a good time of the year to address that. And especially those kids that are now in year 10 about to do mock GCSEs, this is going to be their first exams they've done since year 2. So because they missed out year 6 exams. So let's talk about that for a bit. So did you know? So I've got a little bit of a stat for you because I thought it was, and I'm not surprised by the stat. So there's actually been an increase in mental health issues in children since the pandemic. And now June 2021, there was results out through the government, and it's 1 in 6 children have mental health issues.
No, so it's probably more than that, actually, as well.
Because a lot of people don't realize. And like I said, if sometimes as parents, you just think your child's sick. And so that's why I was like, okay, first things first, if your child's suddenly sick all the time, call the school. Like something's up. And it's good to get to the bottom of it. So I've got two things we can do today. One, like I said, talk to your child. That's the very first thing. And stress to them, tests are not everything. And I used to say that to my students, in fact. I'd be like, SATs, treat them like taxes. You know, we don't love them, but we have to do them, right? Mm. At the end of the day, it doesn't define you. Well, some taxes do. But but at the end of the day, your tests don't define you. They aren't who you are. And it is part of the reason most teachers are opposed to exam-based results, because of the anxiety portion of it. And you and I both know, we both have anxiety as adults, right? Mm. You know, and I get nervous, and people think, oh, I'm very confident. But the first time I came on the radio, I was like, trying to breathe, doing all my techniques. Lots of times as a teacher, first day of term, I used to have panic attacks, you know, but you kind of get over it. So it's about teaching your kids that. So, and then when it comes to tests though, just telling them their test results won't define them. And as long as they try their best, at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
You need to try and take the pressure off a little
bit,
don't you?
Exactly. Yeah. And have a chit chat with them. So over the weeks, I'm going to give you a couple more tips, but today I've got one that will help kids. And in fact, for anyone really.
Okay. So kids of any age then,
any
basically,
age,
can do
yeah.
this particular exercise.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so it's called finger breathing. So we can do it. So pick a hand, any hand. You're going to need both your hands.
Okay.
So I would say, pick your less dominant hand, maybe bring it in front of you, spread the fingers wide, and then take maybe the pointer finger of your more dominant hand.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. So if you're right-handed.
Yeah.
And then start on the outside of your pinky finger.
Yeah.
And as you're going to trace the outside of the pinky finger. As you go up, you're going to think, inhale.
Yeah.
As you go down the inside, exhale.
Oh, I won't go, yeah.
Good. And then you go up and you go, inhale.
Mm-hmm.
And exhale. And then you just keep going. Breathing in, inhale up, going down, exhale. Inhale, going up. Exhale, coming down. And again, inhale and exhale. And it's a really simple one you can do because it's timing your breath again, right? And it's teaching them how to breathe in a simple way rather than just saying to them, take a deep breath in. Breathe out. And I know as teacher, I was guilty of that often going, just breathe through it, just breathe through it. But actually teaching them like this is something you can do. And you can take this if you practice this in addition to your exam revision that you might be doing over these next couple of weeks. Take time to practice breathing revision. And so that it becomes kind of deep seated inside of you so that when you come to, especially if you're going to be sitting in a large exam room or hall, and that can be daunting in itself, that you know, okay, I've got this technique, I've practiced it, and you just start the test with the breathe in, breathe out, and just to calm yourself down, give yourself a moment. You don't have to start the test. It's not a race. I always say that to my kids. It's not a race. And another important tip from a teacher, it's not linear. If you don't know a question, just move on, come back to it. But I've got loads of tips as a teacher. Always pick C.
But that hand thing is actually really good because obviously most students are sitting down anyway, aren't they? When they're doing, you know, I know like you've got those desks that float up now.
Yeah.
If you do it that often as well and you want to do it actually during your exam, you can actually do it, just imagine it in your mind. Just you can still spread your hand out, but you don't have to then get your pointer finger on your other hand and trace it in fear of what other people might think. You can just literally put your hand out and do it. Imagine it.
You never know how many other kids are doing it at the same time. And it's self-soothing too. I think if you're tracing it, it's that bit of a soothing feeling as well.
Sure.
Right. Like rubbing your teddy blanket or whatever.
The grounding thing.
The grounding, yeah. So you're soothing yourself as well, just calming yourself down. Mm. So that's my tip this week.
Ooh,
and I've sent you a link for Mind for that Joe's going to put up on the catch up. So if you want more tips, or again, if the anxiety is so overwhelming, do call someone, talk to someone. Mind is a really good place to start, and they have lots of tips and tricks for 11 to 18 year olds.
That's brilliant. Thanks ever so much, Michelle. And you'll be back with the second episode of this, I should say, next week.
Our mini series.
I know. I like the mini series, though. Yeah. No, but I think it's a perfect time of year because there's so many kids that are getting stressed. And I know a lot of parents that are stressed about their kids actually getting anxious. So it's like a full circle, isn't it?
It is. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a tough time. Right. So, and again, if you want to catch up with Michelle, where do we go, Michelle?
Ooh, we can go on the interweb, www.anahatayogawithmichelle.co.uk. So A-N-A-H-A-T-A yoga with Michelle.co.uk. You can catch me on Instagram at Midlife and Michelle, or you can catch me on Facebook as Anna Hatta Yoga. So, and obviously at the gyms and stuff like that.
Great stuff. Yeah. And of course, your episode, as we call them, will be up by the weekend. So you can catch up then if you just tuned in. Thanks again, Michelle. We'll see you next week. Sadness in you.